Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Carolina, we just feel like the Lord is leading us to have prayer this morning and pray about the things that are happening in the world today. So we just thank you. I am your host, Minister Billy Burns, along with my husband, who will be leaving us shortly, but he's on the broadcast with us, Elder Albert Burns, and he's going to open us up with prayer right now.
Amen. Good morning. God bless everybody as we look to the Lord in prayer, just to open this broadcast and to call on God to just be with us on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you and we praise you. We thank you. We give you honor. All glory and honor belongs to you. And we look to you right now this day, Lord God. We ask that you be with us to anoint this broadcast, anoint this time that we have dedicated to come together. For your word said that we, that men ought always to pray. And Father, we are coming together in prayer right now, and we just pray that you will touch our hearts, touch our tongues. You know our hearts, Lord God. You know the things that we need before we even ask them. Lord God, we just pray your spirit of and your anointing upon every prayer warrior that is committed this time today. In the name of Jesus, we bless that. We pray that you bless this broadcast, bless this ministry. Not only they overcame, but our overall host, New Destiny Ministries, move right now on behalf of Pastor Bernard. Just continue to bless and flourish her in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has dedicated this early Saturday morning to spend time in unity and prayer, in the name of Jesus, we pray over them right now, that they that the desires of their hearts be granted to them. In the name of Jesus, let every need be met. Deliver, Lord God, and heal in every situation in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as we come together in prayer for our nation, in prayer for the things that are going on right now, we just ask that you move, anoint every prayer warrior in the name of Jesus, that we will do all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, baby, for that prayer. We are taking, like I said, the broadcast is different way this morning. I just feel the dire, dire need of us coming together. We're praying, I know, individually, but, you know, there is power when we come together and pray. The Bible says that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. And so we're here to put to flight the wrong killing, the brutality, the things that are happening in the world. It's just time for us to come together and pray. So we're just going to get started with this morning. And I have my cousin on the line, Evangelist Phyllis Grant, and she's going to open us up with prayer. And then after she opens us up, I have some people that I have asked to come on and pray, but I'm going to open the line for everybody, so hang on. I want to hear everybody's prayer. I want to hear what everybody has to say. We have quite a few callers this morning. We praise God for that. Evangelist Grant, are you there?
Here.
Amen, amen. Well, we have asked Evangelist Grant to pray for the nation. So we are... you can start praying now, sis.
Father, we first of all, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We thank you, Father, today that we are touching and agree for our nation. Father, we come asking your blessing upon our nation. We cry for mercy, Lord. Father, we ask you to reach across this country and the continents and over the waters and over the seas. Father, we ask you that your blood would just prevail. Father, the enemy is of war, attack on the nations and on our land. But God, we know that all power lies in your hand. You, Father, you told us where two or three gathered in your name, you shall be in the midst. You told us to look to the hills, which cometh our help, and our help cometh from you. And Father, we cry now for mercy. We cry, Father, that you will permeate the atmosphere with your love and with your presence, God. Oh, God, we ask you now, Jesus, to let your blood, Father, begin to go across and every continent and every nation, Lord Jesus. And Father, where they don't know you, Father, we ask you to let your word be come alive, Lord Jesus. We come against every attack now. The blood is covering your people now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that the remnant, the saints, the kingdom will come together now and begin to cry up the horns of the altar, begin to cry for your mercy and for your people, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we come against this evilness and the evil forces and the evil of the enemy that try to wipe you out and take your name out and take your presence out. Father, we come now against them now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you now, Father, to open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ear and help us to hear what you're saying, Father, and help us to be aware of the attack and begin to fall on our faces and begin to cry for our people, cry for this world and cry for those that are in high places that have the rule over these countries and over these lands, God, that you begin to let your presence be great, God, and come against the evil, those that come against the Christians and come against your people, and God, and those that's calling on your name, God. We ask you to raise up the remnant now, God. We ask you to, Father, to help us, Lord, to cry. Father, you know what we need. You know what we stand in the need of. God, give us spiritual insight and spiritual knowledge, God, as we begin to cry for the souls of your people, God. Oh, God, we ask you now, Jesus, to go on through our streets and go through our land, Father, and let your blood cover, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We come against, Lord, those that try to attack our children and attack, Father, your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to move in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, we know you. Evil, Jesus. Oh, God, we come not of our own flesh, God, but help us, Lord Jesus, to call on your name, God. Turn it around, God. We cry for mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord Jesus. Father, we know that it's the signs of the time. But God, we know that you told us that we could call on your name, that you'll beat the hands of the enemy. And Father, we cry now, Lord Jesus. Those, Lord Jesus, like I said, in high places, every queen, every prince, and every government, and every president, Lord, that's ruling these lands, and Father, that's giving direction over our lives, God. We ask you to touch their hearts, God. Turn their stony hearts around, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Father, put the remnant in those places, God. Her in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, God. And our hearts bleed this morning, Father. Our hearts cry this morning for your people, Lord Jesus. And Father, we even pray, Lord, for those in South Carolina that happened on this week, God, that the enemy came in and Father trying to destroy not only there, but in ISIS and all these places, God, they're coming against the Christians, God. Oh God, we ask you now to help us, God. Father, we can't run. Now we won't be able to make it. Father, help us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we cry out for your mercy. And we cry for your love, God, in the name of Jesus. Turn it around, Lord. And Father, as we in our individual prayer lives, Father, that we begin to cry, that the saints will begin to get out of their beds and fall on their faces and begin to cry for the nation and cry for the continent and cry for the over the seas and the cry over the states and cry over our land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord, we need, hallelujah, you to come in. We just trust and believe in, Lord. Believing is the number one thing when we pray. Do you believe what you're praying for? Hallelujah. If you can't see it, hallelujah, visualize it in your mind. Visualize God doing the things that you're asking him to do. Hallelujah. And it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Lewis, for that powerful prayer. And God bless you. She has to leave. She has another appointment that she has to go to. So we just thank you for calling in and praying with us this morning.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Next, we're going to open up the line of Pastor Tinsdale. Hallelujah. A powerful woman of God that has connected with first my cousin and now with me. So we just praise God for you getting up this morning or being on the broadcast just to pray with us this morning, Pastor Tinsdale.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much, Minister Burns. And it's amazing how God has a way of getting us together.
Yeah.
And I'm humbled this morning to be up and be in the midst of all of you, those I have not ever met or seen, but our spirits are so awesome. When we speak to one another, we know that we are children of God.
Yeah. Amen. And I think that Evangelist Phyllis, my cousin, has talked to you about Evangelist Phyllis Grant in Chicago. Powerful.
She wants me to hook up with these ladies, and I'm just excited. Phyllis, I met Phyllis a couple of months ago through one of the ladies here, and she has just been a blessing in my life. And through Phyllis, I'm meeting so many people all over the country.
Yes.
Chicago. Yes, like you and other women of God. So I'm just excited. It's not in 2015, but what God's going to do even in 2016.
Yes. So, Phyllis, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Pastor Tinsdale and Phyllis has been telling her about you. And
yes. Oh, yes.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Evangelist. I'm excited. The move of God, and God has just placed so many wonderful women of God in my life, and I'm coming here from Dallas, Texas, and just amazed at the love that I'm getting from women from everywhere since we started this ministry. So it's just a pleasure to meet you this morning.
Same here.
Yes.
Well, we're going to pass the tent, though, if you would go on and pray.
Yes.
For the pastors. I believe I asked you to pray for the pastors.
Yes, you did. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. You're so good, you're so kind, and you're so gracious. And we pray this morning for our leaders. God, give them the gift of wisdom, justice, and counsel. And then, God, begin to not only teach us how to act, but teach us, God, how to conduct our affairs and our business in a way that will be pleasing your sight. God, we thank you today, and we come against all our spiritual weaknesses in high places, and we just ask that you will grant our pastors more love and guide them with the members of their flock. And God, begin to give them a lasting peace, oh God, this morning, a genuine love and understanding. And God, let us love one another as children of God, and let our pastors know that we care and we appreciate them. We come against any anger, we come against hate, we come against any bitterness right now, God, against race or nations, and we strike against it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for our pastors. We thank you this morning for our leaders. We thank you this morning, God, that you will grant every will and let them continue to respect the dignity, God, this morning and the rights of people, not only in their local church, but in this nation. Here's my prayer today, your will and your way in any situation that we come up against. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Praise God this morning.
We appreciate you coming on and praying. You know, we're in a time where we have to cry out to God. Like
Hallelujah.
We have to cry out, and it's important for us to have our private prayer, but it's vitally important for us to come together and to, you know, pray and ask God to intervene in the things that are happening in this world. But as I stated a little earlier, we can't just be praying. And I believe the Bible, when it talks about praying amidst, it's talking about, of course, us praying the Word of God, but also about us doing, believing in what we're praying for. We can pray, but if we're not believing it, God has nothing to hold on to for to bring it into fruition. Hallelujah. So we just coming on and praying for us, and now we're going to bring it on. We have plenty of time. We're going to open up the lines a little after the people that I've asked to come on and pray. We're going to give each and every person the opportunity to pray on the line. And if you don't want to pray, you don't have to just, you know, say amen, and we're going to go on. We just thank God for everyone joining us this morning, joining us in this call this morning, giving God the honor and the glory, and coming to him with our individual, not individual needs, but the needs of our nation, the needs of our world. So thank you, Pastor Tisdale. And now we're going to open up the lines of Pastor Sunshine Valerie Reynolds.
Amen. Yes, good morning, and God bless you. I've been enjoying listening from the opening to now. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I wasn't sure if you would recognize the number.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't give you a theme. I didn't give you a theme, but however you feel led of the Lord to pray, we have. You know, we have an hour and a half in the broadcast. So whatever the Lord is laying in your heart to pray about, we just ask you to, you know, you go on and let the Lord have his way.
Amen, amen. The pastor who just prayed about the pastors, when she prayed, I seen eagles. So I thank God that he's showing that we're about to mount up. Amen. So, Father, in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, as we come to you this morning, we thank you so much for this day's journey. We praise you, dear Lord, that we can come with joy and thanksgiving in our hearts, because we know that you sit high, you look low, and you are on the throne, Father. And for that, I praise you that your Son is still sitting on the right-hand side of you, interceding for us as we carry these petitions before your throne. So, God, I ask you this morning in the name of Jesus, that every prayer that's gone forth thus far, dear Lord, I praise you that your angels have already been mounted. God, I thank you, dear Lord, that they're already carrying the petitions. So, God, I ask you that you look in the secret places of our heart. God, you know the desires of your people. Father, you know the things that are going through, dear Lord, as the nations have begun to pray over that which happened in South Carolina, not just in South Carolina, but, God, those Christians that have gone on even to the foreign countries to fight against ISIS. Father, we thank you because we know this is a time, dear Lord, that you said would come to pass. So I ask you this morning in the name of Jesus, any of us that are feeling weak in our body, help us to continue to keep on the helmet of salvation. Help us to continue to swing the sword of the Spirit. Help us, dear Lord, to continue to have our breastplate of righteousness on, our loins girded with truth, our feet shunned with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
peace. But when the adversary looks at us, all he sees is you, oh God, shining through us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father God, I ask you that you bless your teachers everywhere. Touch the daycares, oh God. Touch the children, dear Lord. As this is a generation where children aren't even making it into the church house, help us, oh God, to take on the responsibility in the name of Jesus. Bless our homes. Bless our surroundings. You said love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So even touch our neighbors, oh God, and help them even look at us and see you, oh God. Help us not to be bitter against those that even sit next to us. But Lord, let your love shine through us that we can look at them and see you, oh God, and not ourselves and not our selfish ones. But God, help us to reach the hearts of the people through you and through your word in the name of Jesus, oh God, and bless this broadcast. Oh, Father God, I ask you, dear Lord, that it reach hearts and minds and people, oh, Heavenly Father God, that has never heard it before. Help them to pick up the line, have someone to touch somebody and tell them, listen, there's the word going forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father God, you just continue to bless us, lead us, guide us, and direct us into all truth now, here, and forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. And amen. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just, I mean, I have a special surprise, ladies. We have an elder on the line, and I'm opening up his line right now. Are you there, elder? Hello, are you there? 363 is your area. 336 is your area code. 50562. Are you there?
Oh yes, 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 I am.
Amen, amen. We bless you for calling in this morning and sharing with us this prayer time. And I'm sorry. Can you give me your name again?
I'm Deacon Samuel Lipscomb. From New Calvary Church in Durham.
And how did you hear about our call?
I happened to run into Pastor Tisdale yesterday, and she was telling me about it, and I was excited about it, so I decided to go in just to listen.
Amen.
So far, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. I'm in Durham. This makes you want to go to church early.
well, we are the church, so we you're in church. You're in church now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. Glory be to God. But, God bless you all, and especially you with what you're doing and the movement of all of these beautiful women pastors, and we all keep up the good work, and I will continue to listen.
Amen. Well, did you want to, something on your heart that you wanted to pray about concerning the situations that are happening in the United States and around the world today?
Oh, yes, I can. Right now, in the name of Jesus, bless those that are in Charleston, South Carolina, that are suffering. Lord, Father, bless those that are out there, Lord Jesus, not knowing which way to go, put your hand upon them. Cover them in your blood, Lord Father. Oh, Lord Father, as they keep their hand in your hand, Lord Jesus, guide them, Lord Father. Follow their footsteps, Lord Jesus, where they may walk upon the path that you have lit them in. Now, Lord Father, if there's anything that they fell in, ask them, would you please grant? Bless this ministry. Bless the people that are coming forth that are praying today, Lord Jesus. These words I pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pat. Brother Lipscomb, we appreciate you coming on and joining in with us and praying with us. It's always good to hear a man's voice. We're powerful women, but we need the men. We definitely need the men. And I know that everyone on the line can attest to that. We appreciate you joining us this morning. And thank you, Pastor Tisdale, for sharing the broadcast with him. And we're here every Saturday. So you don't let this be your last time joining us.
Oh, no, I won't. I won't. And again, God bless you and your ministry.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have another caller on the line, 919 area code 5283 are the last four digits of your number. Are you there, caller? Thank you for calling in. And I'm going to open up everybody's lines. Oh, let me open up my sweetie's line. Are you there, Betty?
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you want to join us?
Yes. Yeah, sure. I sure can. Let me step outside. I sure have a big dog over here.
Yes.
Hey, good morning to everyone as well.
Amen. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Did you want me to pray?
I was just going to say it's good. We're having one of the ministries that God has given me is to bring people together generationally, ethnically, men and women. And so today is a time that God is fulfilling that he has given me, that vision that he has given me. We've had women of God, we've had a man of God, and now we have still a woman of God, but a young woman of God. So we're just thanking God for you joining us this morning. Well, every Saturday morning you join us, but we thank God for you joining in and praying with us.
Amen. Well, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you once again for allowing us to wake up and be able to say thank you again, God, because we know that it's only by your grace that we live and we move. So we thank you, Lord, for fulfilling all of the needs of our day and taking care of yesterday and getting us through the night. God, we thank you for just giving us peace of mind and being able to come together boldly before your throne to say thank you, God, and to pray about our nation, God, because we know that it's only through the prayer that will change the hearts and the minds of man, God. We thank you, Lord, for how you send warnings and how you send things to happen, God, for us to be able to come together, God, because we know that all things work together for the goodness of those that love Christ Jesus. So we thank you, God, for talking to us, God, in a different type of way, for we know that your thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are your ways our ways. So we thank you for allowing things to happen in South Carolina to cause the movers and shakers of God to get involved and to be after your heart, God, to give people to say, look, this is the way that we shouldn't live, or this is the way, God, that we are going to go about it because we are women and men of Christ. So we thank you, Lord, in advance for healing those hearts of the family members that had to deal with those shootings and killings. And we just thank you, God, because we know that your plan is bigger than any plan that any man has set. So we just thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you, God. And we also say forgive the heart of the man who did all of this because they say that he was psychiatric. He may have needed help, but this may have been a different type of path you wanted him to take for your own purpose and glory, which I'm sure. So we just thank you for even that and forgiving his mind. But, Lord, heal him. Heal him, God, and heal this nation, Lord, so that this doesn't continue to keep happening, Lord. And just thank you. Thank you. And thank you again, God, because I know that you're going to do wonderful things in 2015 and 16. So I just thank you again, Lord, and I say amen, amen, and amen. And thank you for allowing me to start the new trend for the younger generation to be bold, God, to come before you. So I just thank you again for that. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, sweetie. I'm going to open up my husband's line. He's on the road now, but I just wanted him to join in with prayer.
Amen, amen. As my wife said, I am on the road. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Amen, amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we just look to you right now in the midst of these dire circumstances, in the midst of this tragic situation, in the midst, Lord God, of turmoil, in the midst of just confusion as to what's going on, how we shall live. Lord, we don't have the answers. There's so many questions, so much confusion, and we don't have the answers, but we know that you have the answer to everything. There is nothing, Lord God, that goes on that you don't know, that you have not already seen and have a way of escape for your people. Lord God, absolutely nothing we know takes you by surprise. Father, we know that you love us and that you care for us and you care about us and that, Lord, you are working on our behalf. Here in these United States, Lord God, our country is in turmoil, not because of a event off of our shores, not the invasion of anyone from across the waters, across the seas, or in another land, but, Lord, because of the attack of the enemy within our camp, within our nation. And, Father, just hold up our nation before right now in the name of Jesus. We know that these are the end times. And as we see things begin to unfold and manifest and materialize, we know that it's pointing to the end. Father, we look to you right now to just speak peace in not only this situation, but speak peace within our nation. Lord, we are in a season, it seems, that there are just brutal killings of young black men of all ages, of just so much racial strife, oh God, not only in our communities, but throughout the whole political world. And Father, we just desire and we seek peace. We need, Lord God, for you to step in. We need for you, Lord God, to show forth your hand might. And we know that you can, and we believe that you will, because your word said that if we would ask anything in the name of Jesus, and that if we would ask it believing, if we would ask it faith, that it shall be done, because all power in heaven and in earth is in your hand. We look to you, Lord God. We look to you tomorrow to move in every congregation, Lord God, as we know your men and women in pulpits all over this land will be addressing the situation, will be addressing this tragedy. And Lord God, we ask that you anoint their tongue. Anoint, Lord God, even the hearts of those that we hear the words of comfort, words of encouragement, words of admonition, words, Lord God, that they even come to incite men and women to take action, to no longer stand for what is going on. But Lord God, we pray that you hear them, that you anoint those words, that you call us to the proper action, that you call us to an anointed action. For we know that you have, and you know the thoughts that you have for us. Thoughts, Lord God, that will bring us to an expected end. Thoughts, Lord God, to prosper us and not to harm us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that all things work together for good to them that love you and who are called according to your purpose. And Father, we cannot understand how this could even be of any good to anybody. But Lord God, you know, Lord God, how you will
cause men and women all over this country to minister to those families. Lord God, that you will begin to just make us as one, to draw us together, even as today, we have come together in prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to be humble, not to just be angry. For your word said to be angry and sin not. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so much is happening with our community, with our black community, to cause us to be angry. But Lord God, we know that the way to react is to come to you in prayer, and we know that you will answer our prayer, that you will give us peace, that you will give us direction, that you will give us, oh God, knowledge, and are coming together in unity to stand, oh God, not against our organizations, not against other races, but to stand against the devil in unity. For the word lets us know that one can put 1,000 to fight and two can put 10,000 to fight. But so, Father, as more than two or three are coming together, we know that exponentially we can put Satan and all of his demons on the run. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for unity. We pray for a right focus. The focus should be on you. We pray, Lord God, for peace. We pray, Lord God, for healing, mental healing. We know, Lord God, that often in these situations, the victims that are victimized of our people who are not in their right mind. No, they may not be clinical. But Lord God, for a moment, at least for that moment, Satan is taking control of their mind. Satan is taking control of the body. And we just pray, Lord God, for healing of the minds of men and women everywhere, that they will know and know to do the right thing, to think the right thoughts, to be compassionate, to love one another, to value the lives of men and women everywhere, boys and girls, to see life as our future. In the name of Jesus, we just pray, Lord God, that you inspire and anoint the words in every pulpit tomorrow that will address, first of all, Lord God, to cause our clergy, cause our religious leaders to not ignore this, but to confront it. In the name of Jesus, not only in the black congregations, but in the white as well, and in the Korean, and the Asian, and the Hispanic, everywhere. Hallelujah, that your word goes forth. Let it address the peace that we need, the love that we need. Your commandment is that we love one another. Hallelujah, and that when we love God first, and then when we love our neighbor, there will be no violent crime. There will be no hate crime. There will be no ridiculous crimes such as this, no savage crime, because of the love that is in control of our lives. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come against hatred. We come against confusion. We come against every spirit that is in there. Hallelujah. That will cause harm to one another for whatever reason, because of maybe their past and the abuse that they've had. Father, we pray again. We pray right now that a spirit of forgiveness just be loosed across this land. Forgive this, Lord God, for every malicious act that took place in the childhood of every man, woman, boy, and girl that is now in a place that they could react violently because of that. We come against it. We pray healing in their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, that you will hear from heaven and that you will heal our land. In the name of Jesus, we pray that prayer right now as we are seeking your face. Hallelujah. We pray that one by one, person by person, household by household, family by family, congregation by congregation, that community by community, that people, we begin to turn from their wicked ways and to seek your face and to honor you and to let the brotherly love that you have given us all. You created us, Lord, in your image. And Father, your image is love. Your image is peace. Hallelujah. Your son Jesus came as the Prince of Peace in the name of Jesus. He came as the King of Salem. It's all about peace. It's all about love. Father, we pray that you begin to just let that love speak. Here to be manifest in your people as we pray for the nation, one by one, little by little. We pray, Lord God, that we begin to see a change in the heart of our nation. Lord God, that our nation will see you from the leadership, hallelujah, from the White House, hallelujah, to the courthouse, even to the mayor's office, even to the councilman's office. Father, just begin to bless us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we love you, we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that you will bring all things, hallelujah, to pass that of your people. Rest right now, oh, God. Comfort those families. Comfort every family in the name of Jesus. Comfort them, Father. Comfort them in the name of Jesus. Right. Oh, God. Jesus. Lord God. Please. Peace, peace, peace. We don't know why, Lord. We don't know why these things are changing place. But we know that you are able. You are able, Lord God. Oh, yes, you are able to keep them. You are able to just cause things to change. We know that prayer changes things. And Lord God, when we pray in faith, you are moved. Lord God, by faith we come to you and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Bless your people. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come against the attack of the enemy to the minds of the people. We come against racial profiling. We come against everything, hallelujah, that would cause one to be against another. Lord, as the Prince of this, hallelujah, tries to infiltrate every aspect of our lives, we bind him now in the name of Jesus. Over the minds of our young people, over the minds of men and women, over the minds of black men, white women, over the minds of black women. Father, in the name of Jesus, the enemy, hallelujah, thinks, hallelujah, that he has control, but God, we know that you are in control. And when the people of God, hallelujah, come together and pray, Lord, and preach your faith, you say, hallelujah, that you come from our wicked ways. As we acknowledge you, Lord, that you would heal our land, we're asking you, Father, to heal our land, hallelujah. Heal our land, Lord, hallelujah, from the top to the bottom, oh God. We know that you're able to do it, hallelujah. We know that the enemy thought when he took Jesus to the cross, that that would be the end of it. But he didn't know that he was opening up the devil's wagon, hallelujah. Opening up the door, hallelujah, for revival. We pray for revival, Lord. Touch the minds of our leaders, not just our spiritual leaders, but the leaders of this world, oh God. The heart of the king is in your hand, oh God. And we know that you're able to turn it whichever way that you want, hallelujah. I've seen it happen, hallelujah, where men didn't know that they were going to do something that would benefit me, hallelujah. But you changed their hearts, Lord. And so we stand on the word of God that said, no weapon that is formed against us, we shall be able to prosper. We stand on the word of God that says that you wish above all that we prosper and be in good health. Prosper in our mind, hallelujah. Prosper in our soul, hallelujah. Prosper in the things that we do, hallelujah. Prosper in the things that we're praying for, hallelujah. God, give us the mind, hallelujah, to not just pray, hallelujah, but to believe the things that we're praying for, hallelujah, to reach out our hands, hallelujah, and grab the hand next to us, hallelujah, to unite us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We bless you now, Lord, hallelujah, because we know when we pray in faith, hallelujah, that you are moved and that you move for us, hallelujah. We just bless you now, Lord, hallelujah, because we know, hallelujah, when we come together and pray, hallelujah, that you are hearing us, hallelujah, that you are pleased with it, hallelujah, and that you are acting on it, hallelujah, the minds of people, hallelujah, that you turning around the hearts, hallelujah, hallelujah, hatred in the name of Jesus, we find it now, hallelujah, by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we bind hatred, we bind, hallelujah, anything that will cause someone to hate someone, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just don't pray amiss, hallelujah, but we pray your word, and we thank you, we praise you, Lord, for hearing us when we pray, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for moving, hallelujah, to do the things that we are praying for. We thank you, Lord, for every prayer warrior that has called in this morning, that has petitioned you, oh God, to give us mercy, hallelujah. Give us grace, hallelujah. Give us revival, hallelujah. Lord, we know that the things that are happening, we don't understand them all the time, Lord, but we know that you are in control, hallelujah. We know that you do things to move us to the place that you would have us to be. Father, hear our prayer this morning. Hear our land this morning, Lord. Hear our minds this morning, Lord. Hear our hearts this morning, Lord. Oh, God, we just petition you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you, hallelujah. And we trust, hallelujah, that when we come together, hallelujah, when we turn from our evil, wicked ways, hallelujah, when we seek you, oh God, hallelujah, that you will turn things around individually in our lives, that you will turn, Lord, the ideas and the ideologies and the hatred around, oh God, that you will heal our land, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the healing, a wave of healing over this land now, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, hallelujah. We give you praise, hallelujah. Lord, we know that you dwell in the midst of our praises, that we praise you now, Lord, hallelujah. As I open up the lines, hallelujah, I don't want us to ask God for anything else, hallelujah. People of God, I just want us to worship him, because God dwells in the midst of our worship. He dwells in the midst of our praises, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you now, Lord. We give you honor, hallelujah. We pray your praise, oh God. We bless the name, hallelujah. Because you are great, and your greatness truly praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless you, hallelujah. We bless you now. Father, when we pray, you hear us. And we just give you honor. We give you glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just bless you, hallelujah. We just give you all of hallelujah. You're worthy, hallelujah, of the praise, despite the things that are happening in this world. We praise you, Lord.
Lord, in our thoughts and our ways. And Father, we ask that you would lead us and guide us
in a way that you would have us to go. And, Father, we praise your most holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing. We know, God, that you are doing it, Father. And, Father, we have no doubt in our heart that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. And we give you glory. We honor you now. And, Father, we give you all the glory, all the praises, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, we ask these blessings. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Sunshine, is God giving you anything?
Amen.
I just thank God
the angels have carried the petitions. And like I said, I can see the eagle wings were mounting up. You know, I'm praising him because we are the warriors of this end time generation. Amen. I thank him. Because, again, we're mounting together. We're coming together. And the one whose vestige has been dipped in blood, he's already gathering us up. Amen. We know we're waiting for the rapture, but I can see things happening right here. Right here right now. This right now. As you said, one will put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000. Amen. I know there are people silently listening. May have tuned in. Didn't dial in, but may have tuned in. Hallelujah. And I know God is moving mountains. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, I just got to say this in that tongue that you just spoke. I heard God say he's mounting us up. It's the same thing. And someone is going to bear witness in somebody else's belly. Not in their head, but it's going to bear witness in their belly.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's going to be some supernatural stuff happening in churches tomorrow.
Thank you.
Supernatural stuff.
Yes,
I had told the congregation a few weeks ago, expect unusual things happening in churches. When I say unusual, people coming in perpetrating like they're sitting there on the front to be saved and the adversary sending them in. But I'm telling you, God has already gave us the strength. Through his word, the angels have been dispatched. We don't have to fear no evil because we already know deep down inside that he's with us and his rod and his staff is comforting us and is protecting us. So let's go on and go into the front. We're on the battle line now. We're on the front line.
Amen.
Revelation 19, put it on, y'all. Put it on. Amen. God bless y'all. I enjoyed this morning.
Amen. It's a blessing.
Amen, amen. We pray. I'm gonna ask. I see my husband is still on. I'm gonna ask if he can. I need that in the services tomorrow to go along with what Pastor Reynolds just shared with us, that we will have a spirit of discernment. When the enemy comes into our midst, that we would be in our spirit of power, hallelujah, that he has come in. Because he doesn't have power in the power of the somebody's music is on. that he does not have power in our house now. The enemy wants us to think that he can just come in and have his way in our house. That's what he tried to show us from South Carolina. But the God has given us a spiritual entombment that if we ask God to pour in on those things, that he will do it, and we will be able to see the enemy before he's able to attack and arrest the situation. We have that power, saints. We have that power.
Amen. Yes.
We have that power. So we just ask him, homie, are you still there?
Hey, man, I'm still here. I'm sorry, that was my music. I was pumping gas. They were entertaining me here.
I'm sorry. Okay, well,
questions. Did you hear what I just said, honey? Or anyone that would like to pray that prayer for us. And everybody's lying to us.
Amen. And I'm sorry, I caught part of what you were saying. I need you to repeat that.
Okay. I was just saying that we want to pray and ask Lord for spiritual discernment so that we will see the enemy, that he will not be able to come into our place and be hidden, that we have our spiritual minds open. And hear God speaking to us things that we need to do to protect. Because, you know, I'm not necessarily believing in guns, and I don't think that we really need guns. I believe that we have our spiritual, if we're spiritually keen, that God can give us the power to correct the situation. We become lax in the church.
Yes.
We're not keen. We just come in to get what, you know, what we feel like we need to last us until the next time we come. But we're not asking God. We gotta ask God, faith, to use us. We're in a battle, like comfort. We're in a battle. We're soldiers. And we're supposed to always be guarded and always be aware of the things that are happening in the church. And I'm asking God to do that. I remember when I used to sit in church and God would point somebody out, who's over there and they need to hear a word. Go over there and give them a word. Or go over there and just put your hands on them. You know, the enemy, when it's just like they tell you to be alert in the street. When you're alert in the street, the people that are alert, those are not the ones that get attacked. It's the ones that are not alert, the ones that are just casually going on their way. But the ones that are alert, that are looking around and, you know, noticing what's happening around them, they're not the ones that are attacked. So, like the natural, we have to be in the spirit. We got to be in high alert. 24/7, high alert. Yes.
Amen. And I'd like to pray as I am back on the road. But as you were speaking, and I thought about how when God instructed Gideon to select his army, one of the things that he instructed him on was to, as he watched the men, the soldiers, go and drink water from the stream or river. But he told them to pick the ones that you know, just get down and lap the water. We don't need them because they've lost the focus of the world around to focus on just their intake. But those that sit upright and use their hands, showing that they're still alert and attuned to what's going on around them, ready for war at all times. And that's what we do have to be. And then I also thought about a couple of weeks ago, as we were going through a sermon series at our church, that is talking about the values that our particular congregation has chosen. And one of those values is that we at the Point Church are not just consumers, but we are participators in what is going on within our church. So not as you said, just coming on Sunday and getting a word and just enjoying that, and then hopefully it carries us to the next time. But to be a part of the ministry, to be a part of what's going on. And what's going on right now is a need and a call, a clarion call to get on our faces and seek the Lord. So So I want to be a part of that. I want to be in that movement. I hate the reason that we are having to come together, but I love the coming together because where two or three are gathered, the Lord is in the midst. And who would not want to be in the presence of our Lord? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you right now. Hallelujah. We lift up your name, and we lift up every one of our brothers and sisters, the clergy across this nation, the members, every deacon, every trustee, every elder, every teacher, every preacher, every missionary, every evangelist, everyone that calls themselves a child of God, everyone that calls themselves a Christian. We pray, Lord God, that your spirit will rise up into them, causing us to be in unity in prayer, be in unity in seeking your face, to be in unity in warfare against hatred, against everything, every spirit that is not like you. Father, we just pray for wisdom. We pray, Lord God, that our spiritual antenna will be up, that we will see the face of the enemy when he pops up in the crowd, that he won't be lost in the crowd, that we won't lose him in the confusion of all that's going on, but that we will see his manifestations and be able to just point him out and cast him out in the name of Jesus, so that when his ugly, evil hand pops up, we'll just knock him out right there in the name of Jesus, to always be aware and alert in response to what your spirit says to us. Let us, Lord God, walk in the spirit, that we will know your voice, that we will know your urge, that we will know your functioning, so that when you speak, when you move us, though it might not be in a loud, audible voice, but Lord God, that you will be able, that we will be so in tune to you, to know what to rise and go into warfare for our nation, for our brothers, for our congregation, for our ministers, for all, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that we will stand as watchmen, that we will stand as the front line defense, that we will stand, that having done all, that we will stand, having on the whole armor of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that for everyone that is a part of this broadcast today, and that we will go out and multiply, calling others to this prayer, that we will become a great and mighty army, no longer dry bones in the valley, but as God spoke to the prophet, an exceeding great army, hallelujah, that has risen up in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we have another caller. Now I'm going to open up your line. Your area code is 919, and your last four digits are 7200. Are you there?
I am. This is Matthew Bradham.
Oh, praise the Lord, my pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I apologize. I sent you a message pretty late, but thank you for joining us.
I got it in the wee hours of the morning. I got it.
Well, thank you for joining us. This is my pastor. Let me introduce him. This is Bishop Matthew Bradham, an awesome man of God that I am so enjoying his ministry and what God is doing.
Well, it's an honor for me to do ministry with both of you. I am. Albert is one of the elders at the Point Church, and Billy on June 28th will be commissioned as a deacon or deaconess coming up on June 28th. So, well, on the news, he's on there.
Praise God.
I think I would love to pray. I think what's on my heart is when I look at the situation in Charleston and what has happened, I think my prayer is that people would learn what it is to intercede for people in prayer. There's so many things when something like this happens that it begins so many different conversations, and I think those conversations need to be had. And there's a lot of things we need to talk about as a country, as a church, as a nation, as different people, to have certain conversations about some very specific issues. But what happens, my fear is that when something becomes an issue, we can forget the human. And we can forget that right now we need to grieve, and right now we need to mourn with those that mourn. Right now we need people surrounding the people that have lost people they love and figure out what in the world it looks like to intercede in prayer, to in some mysterious way in the Spirit of God, that somehow some of their load gets placed on us, some of their pain, some of their hurt, some of their loss. Because I think what we need right now in this moment is a whole lot of people that are still in the Spirit to be burden carriers for other people. And I think that that's the first step. If we can't learn in this moment what it is to stop in a very fast-paced culture that instantly wants to jump to everything else and just stop and say, no, I'm going to pause and I'm going to grieve with these people. I'm going to mourn with them and stand in solidarity with them. I think that God's been really putting on my heart, what does it mean to intercede in prayer for the people that have lost their loved ones?
Yes.
All right, you can pray, Matthew.
Father, I pray, Lord, for the city of Charleston. Lord, I pray for Emmanuel AME Church. I pray for, I pray that you would just fill us with your Spirit and we would understand the mystery of what it is to intercede in prayer. God, I pray, Lord, that we would, that you would see willing souls and willing hearts on people listening on this call, that we would be willing with hands open to take on some of their hurt, to take on some of their questions, to take on some of their pain, to take on some of their loss, or the people that are experiencing this right now would genuinely and tangibly feel a release, to feel that something has been lifted off of them, to feel that they are not alone, Lord, because they are being surrounded by prayers all over the world right now. And God, I pray, Lord, that you would show us what it is to actually watch the news and see headlines and actually be moved to empathy, to be moved to say that I actually, Father, want to feel what they feel right now so that I might stand with them. And Lord, I pray that you would give us the sensitivity, Lord, not just to stand back and just watch and be concerned and pray, but to actually ask, God, what does it look like for you to place me in their suits? Lord, that I am standing with them. And God, I pray for healing. God, I thank you so much, Lord, for just the beauty and of watching the relatives which telling this man that he forgives them, that he and she and that all these family members forgive this man. You know, I thank you for the power of the cross. But I thank you so much for the power of your Holy Spirit that's transformed these lives, because the testimony that they are right now to the whole entire world, Lord, of the grace of Jesus Christ, God, I thank you. Lord, that this is an awful, awful tragedy. God, I thank you already that I see you using it for good. I thank you already that I see you using it as an opportunity to shine the message of love and mercy and grace and peace that's found only in Jesus through the families of those that have lost loved ones. So, God, I just pray, Lord, that we would take steps, Lord, in the church and in this country, Lord, towards racial reconciliation. God, I pray that we would be open to realizing, Lord, that there are important conversations to be had. God, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to understand that the country and its churches, Lord, different issues that that a situation like this brings up in our society. But God, I pray that as we go forth, that we would go in peace, that we would go in fruit of the Spirit, that we would go in boldness, but we would go in love, that it would be truth and grace. God, I pray that you would lead us to not be passive, but that you would lead us to act in your Spirit. And God, I pray, Lord, that we would not sit back, but God, that we would take a moment of pain and, Lord, use it as an opportunity for us to unite together, Lord, across different parties, Lord, across different races, Lord, across different parts of the country, Lord, to unite in the Spirit and to call the Prince of Peace down and to make his kingdom in our midst. Father, we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. We're in a series now, Who We Are. And a few weeks ago, Matthew preached about us uniting as across the racial lines. And it was so powerful and so, you know, it was just a blessing to use to my soul to hear that. Because as you can hear, Matthew is Caucasian. So for him to recognize, you know, more and more, we're realizing that I put on my Facebook page when I call for this prayer that we call this Emmanuel Church a black church, but it's God's church. You have to realize that this is God's body, and we've separated us. We've caused separation, and I praise God that my pastor is trying to unite the lines of the races, and I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, I just am so thrilled, and I thank everybody for joining this morning with me, because it is so needed. It's so needed for us to unite. And I know that individually in our churches or in our homes that we're praying, but I just thank God for this morning, how we came together. Right. And I know that God has heard us, and I know, like Pastor Sunshine says, that the angels are our petitions to God, and they're petitioning him even as we are speaking now. We're just so grateful for all of you joining the call this morning. And I'm going to ask Pastor Sunshine if she would end us in prayer this morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, Lord, we just thank you so much for, again, giving us this opportunity, dear Master. As we know, you said you inhabit the praises of your people. And you said, when two or more are gathered in your name, there ye shall be in the midst. And I thank you as you showed up today, O God, as you blessed us, O Father, with the fire, O God. I thank you, dear Master, as we're about to go and embark in the days of the daily chores of our life. We ask you again that you let that flame, that fire, continue to reside within our souls, that we can tell somebody else, even as the bishop has just spoke. Let us carry some of the weight, O Heavenly Father, but not just carry it, but let us give it back to you, O Heavenly Father, that even those families in South Carolina can feel the energy of the prayer, O Father God. For we know that you said when we pray and seek that you will reward us openly. It's just like the thing that gentleman said. He wanted to start an interracial war, but God, you turned it around. What the devil meant for bad, you making it for good. And Father, for that we praise you. Dear Lord, as we can look and see all nations coming together, whites, black, orientals, everybody coming together and embracing each other in prayer, in spirit and in truth. So bless us now, here, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen, amen,
amen,
amen.
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 Y'all have a blessed day.
Amen.
Before everybody goes, I just want to say, Cindy Trim came to a church that we were attending, and she was talking about the benediction, and she said that the benediction, which we use it as the end of the service, But what it is doing is commissioning us to take it and go further with it. Like you just said,
amen.
And she was training. The benediction is not the end, it's the beginning. We're to go out and share what we've done this morning, share with people, and get people engaged in what we know that God would have us to do. So, amen. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this morning. And until next week, we just want to praise Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for joining us this morning.
All right.
I'm sorry, I got so engrossed, I didn't cue my phone.
I just want to pray
forever, come on,
forever,
and
ever,
and ever,
and ever,
for all,
for all,
you
done,
for
me,
for
me,
Love it.
Jesus. 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 Jesus.